This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. A year ago in New Orleans, at Christmas time through New Year's, the news every day was about murder. 6 people were killed in one day, 12 in one week. A Times-Picayune headline read, "Killings bring the city to its bloodied knees." 2 of those murders drew national attention. Denaro Shavers was a musician. Helen Hill was a filmmaker. They were well known in the city, and the storylines of their lives seemed entwined, coming together at the end. NPR's Noah Adams takes us back to that time and to New Orleans today.
I came to New Orleans to find out more about Shavers and Hill, to talk with their friends about that week a year ago and what's been happening since. And in thinking about these stories, I keep hearing 2 sounds in my mind. The first one is a snare drum. The snare, that's what Denaro Shavers played. He was the raspy, rollicking, driving force of the Hot 8 Brass Band. The other sound, a film projector, old-fashioned now, a 16-millimeter projector. Helen Hill especially loved to watch youngsters see the machine running and the images flickering on a silvery screen instead of a computer. 2 sounds, 2 murders, 2 parts of New Orleans. Denaro Shavers, 25, was black, grew up in the lower Ninth Ward. Helen Hill was 36 years old and white, from South Carolina. They were both artists, successful and giving. People said if they could be killed, then what could happen in this city?
Y'all make some noise one more time for New Orleans on Hot 8 Brass Band!
This past spring, as the heat and humidity steamed up in New Orleans and it was time for Jazz Fest, people who went for the music and the food, and maybe to get away from the daily news, were reminded. One of their favorite bands had lost a member. Hot 8 played Jazz Fest with a different snare drummer. In their set, the Hot 8 musicians paid tribute to Denaro Shavers, and they included a song that he'd written about the violence in the city, about taking back the streets. The Hot 8 leader and tuba player, Benny Pete, says now when they get in front of a large, happy crowd, that's when he's thinking of Shavers.
And so when we come out, and ladies and gentlemen, the Hot 8 Brass Band, wow! And times like that, that's when it get me real sad, you know. A lot of times I cry a lot, but, you know, we up there performing, the lights on, it just looked like we all sweating, but I be broke down, you know. Yeah.
Benny Pete remembers the day he first saw a very small Denaro Shavers with a drum out in the front yard. And later when Shavers joined the band, they almost had to hide him to get him into the clubs.
We start playing, just push him in the middle and then never see him. You know, I'm a big guy, the drummer's big, and the music playing. So when we show up, we'll start playing outside. So people say, oh, them guys, they coming. So when they come, they'll show up and play and start from the outside and bring it in. But actually, we was trying to cover Denaro because he was too young to get in the club. And, you know, he was like 12, 13 years old. He had these big glasses on and, you know, we had to tell his mom he was just sleeping out by such and such house, but we was in clubs all night to 2, 3 in the morning, you know.
I talked with Benny Pete of the Hot 8 at a coffee place, the Sound Cafe, in the Marigny section of New Orleans. I didn't meet Paul Gaylunas, Helen Hill's husband. He's never returned to the city. He agreed to talk, though, from a CBC studio in Vancouver.
My wife, Helen Hill, she was a really wonderful person. She was an artist, and we always tried to find kind of an alternative community to be part of wherever we lived.
The filmmaker and the doctor, they had first met as Harvard students. Paul Gaylunas became a family physician, and he liked to work in neighborhood clinics. He's also deep into music and helped with Helen Hill's animated films. Here's a song that he wrote and sings with his calypso band called Piggy. It's the complete soundtrack for a 3-minute film about Halifax, Nova Scotia. The film has the same name as the song, Bohemian Town.
I found myself in this bohemian town where the strange and the wonderful
Paul Galunas is Canadian. You hear that in his voice. When you hear Helen Hill talk, you're hearing South Carolina. Here's part of a film she created about her grandfather, about his last days in the hospital. It includes audio tape that she'd saved from that time.
In his delirium, my grandfather imagined that he was still working on the train, delivering mail in the southern states, eating in restaurants downtown, or heading north on a car trip.
Where are we going?
I don't know. Just roaming around.
Helen Hill wanted to live in the South, and she saw New Orleans as, her husband says, a refuge for the eccentric people of the country. They'd spent time in the city after college. Then they married and moved to Halifax, where Galunas went to medical school. In 2001, they chose New Orleans for good. Their son Francis Pop was born here. After the hurricane, after Katrina, they stayed away for a year, working in Helen's hometown of Columbia, South Carolina. Then they returned to a house in the Marigny neighborhood, which is adjacent to the French Quarter. People must have said, there's Helen and Paul again, and the baby, and there's Rosie, their pet pig. On a walk down the street, that pig was quite a sight.
In the Marigny, we walked her around the block as well. They're pretty slow, big, chubby little animals, so they don't go too far. But she was once in a Mardi Gras parade, the Crew de Vue Mardi Gras parade, as the mascot for one of the parade groups called the Crew de Jew, which is the Jewish parade group, and we thought she'd make a funny mascot. I just looked at a picture recently, and it's the first parade my son Francis ever went to. It was when he was a teen little baby. We brought him there.
Paul Galunas and Helen Hill were fans of the Hot 8 Brass Band. Paul told me they thought the band was amazing, but they didn't know Denaryl Shavers and weren't aware of his role in another band until they read about his murder in the Times-Picayune. Shavers started a marching band at L.E. Rob Wayne High School in downtown New Orleans. He'd been teaching there as a substitute, teaching French. The school didn't have any band. His sister, Nikita, talking with us from WFSU in Tallahassee, says that's something Denaryl needed to fix.
I don't know if you understand, but in New Orleans, having a marching band in high schools is very important because Mardi Gras is a very important part, you know, of New Orleans. Every high school student looks forward to participating in Mardi Gras. And this hope that these kids never thought, you know, would be, Denaryl brought that to them. And I'm going to tell you, after he signed up those first 80 kids, the behavior got better, the attendance got better. You know, things got better at that school. They trusted him, and then just like that, he was gone.
I'm standing on a street called Dumaine, and it was here, on an evening after Christmas, that Denaryl Shavers was shot, the bullet going through the back window of his car. His wife was with him, his 15-year-old stepson and a friend. They were unhurt. It's been said his stepson was the intended target. And it's a short drive across town toward the river to get to North Rampart Street and see the small wooden house where Helen Hill lived with her family. The shooting here took place about 5:30 on a morning after New Year's. Paul Galunas woke up when he heard his wife screaming. A man was in the house and shot her in the neck. Galunas carried his 2-year-old son into the bathroom, keeping him safe under his body. Galunas was shot as well. His arm was hit, his hand. A bullet grazed his face. Paul Galunas had agreed with his wife about going back to New Orleans after the hurricane. Both were excited, wanted to help, but in his hospital work, time in the clinics, Dr. Galunas had seen a dangerous city, devastated by poverty and drugs.
I was exposed to it regularly. Patients who were admitted to the hospital, leaving on their own accord, going to the corner to get their fix and then coming back. You know, just outrageous things like that happening all the time and feeling unsafe working at night in the hospital. My wife was just very optimistic and positive about New Orleans. She just loved it. And she was a very intelligent person, so she wasn't naive about it, but she just wouldn't let the negative parts outweigh all of the things that were exciting and beautiful to her about it.
Benny Pete of the Hot 8 Brass Band knew the dangers. In 1996, a Hot 8 trumpet player, was murdered in his home. In 2004, a trombone player was killed in a confrontation with police. And now Shavers. You will hear this in New Orleans, and certainly Daniel Shavers had it in mind when he wanted to start the high school band. If a kid has a horn in his hand, he won't have a gun. Benny Pete now sees friends from his old high school days. He will stop and say hello. He will not stay long.
You very seldom will see someone and say, hey, man, I can't be around you right now. I'm wanted by the police, or I'm into some street stuff where any time somebody might turn the corner and want to kill me or anything like that. They won't tell you that, you know, especially these days. You know, things are crazy. When I see him, I embrace him, I hug him, I show him love, but I got to split. Police just happen to roll up. It's two black males there. It's not a musician and a guy, old friend. You know, that's all they're seeing. So we key suspect for any crime, you know, just things like that. There's so much crime in the city. I just got to always keep moving, keep moving.
At the end of February, friends of Helen Hill, the filmmaker from the Marigny neighborhood, organized a jazz funeral to say goodbye. There would be music in the streets. A formal funeral had taken place in South Carolina, where Hill was buried alongside her grandfather. The Hot 8 Brass Band was honored to parade that day, to play and to sing as they marched, to sing for Helen Hill and for their own Daniel Shavers.
I live.